absolutely. So that leads into our next slide, thank you, which is to say, supporting families. What do we currently do in this area, and what would be helpful? And we're not going to spend our whole time here. I mean, we're going to talk about the class portion following this, but I wanted to at least pause and say, can we think of anything that we currently do as a congregation that fits under that broad category? And can we think of things that would be helpful to you, you know, you as families, either with kids now or who've raised kids or other things? What would be a helpful way to be supported in fulfilling these promises we make at baptism on behalf of our kids?
So while other people are thinking about it, I just want to mention that over the years, we've had a really kind of interesting situation in the Sunday school, that there are groups of kids, usually their parents are at the LWF or the WCC, who like know every Bible story, and you know, you can get them to tell you the story with them, with you, or instead of you, if you don't remember it. And then lots of other kids who are like, that's interesting, I've never heard of that before. And it really makes for a kind of odd dynamic. So I guess one of the things I would throw in is, if there are ways to get them to process things together, I think that's helpful.
Yeah. Great, other things. So first Ashley and then Christine.
In terms of supporting families, I have been talking to a couple of friends who come to the congregation with their small children as well. And one thing that we were saying was that we don't always have the language to talk to our children about God. You know, how do you describe God to a small child, right? And I was saying, you know, I tell Josephine God is like the wind. We don't see the wind, but we can feel the wind, you know, and just kind of simple things like that. You know, just how do you start? Where do you start? What are good songs to sing? You know, so I almost wonder if, and obviously we would have to provide some babysitting while this happened, but I wonder if having maybe two or three classes with parents just to talk about, how do you talk about faith with your kids? So.
Yeah, I wanted to, a little along the line you were taking. For Advent, I think we had some, you know, guidance how to have prayers or, you know, have this holy moments in your home. And I think that is very practical. And we could use it all year round, you know, for Easter, for summer. Just, you know, very simple. How do you, you know, sit down with your kid and have a silent moment in the home? And it's so easy to do, you know.
This is almost to piggyback on that a little as well. And we've been in congregations in the past that have used the book Parenting in the Pews. I don't know if you're familiar with that book. But it is a book that you go through together with families, with parents. And it addresses some of these issues, just how do you talk at home, but then also tips on kind of encouraging participation in worship and helping not just parents, but the congregation, you know, others could join in kind of the conversation around that book. It's called Parenting in the Pews, and I'm happy to find out the more details in it of the book. But it was a nice kind of it was like a 6-week thing or 5-week that families read together and then got together and talked, you know, with the pastor, that kind of thing.
Yep. You know, the real thing that helped me is along those lines, but I started to teach the children, and it was like that taught me how to speak to the children. So I highly recommend signing up as a Sunday school teacher, because that program we used a different before, but this is similar. It is just so wonderful, and that taught me how to pray, how to do it childlike, but it was for them as much as it was for me. So that goes along those courses, or that book. So really a good way to. Anybody else?
Other comments on that? This was under the rubric of supporting families in kind of fulfilling these promises that we all make when a child is baptized. Other thoughts? Yeah, Jonathan.
Just an affirmation of something that happened a little while back. I thought the Sunday where the kids essentially did the psalms or the readings or something, remember that? They all took part in it. So that idea of meaningful participation in the worship for the kids that are old enough to do it, even if they're not very old, they don't have to be meaningful. But I thought that was really powerful in a constructive and in terms of respect and spiritual growth, that they were allowed to, and it was, Kiki had a hand in it and Terry had a hand in it, I think, and they made it all happen right there. So youth ministering to us old people.
Good.
What Terry does with, so once every 2 months, it's a wonderful way of, it's a short time, it's very focused, and it brings them together, and the next day, right away, they perform. It's mind-blowing. I love it.